WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Atlantic will host its own cross-country invitational today, but it'll be at a new site. The meet today will be held at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Atlantic coach Paul Eichel says they believe that the course will set up pretty well for both the runners and the spectators.
Most of the action will take place on Palm Street kind of area between the two sections of the golf course and down there between 22nd and 29th. And start and finish are kind of, if you're facing south, it'll be on the left-hand side of the road. Should be a lot of teams, 24 teams usually is what we have, a lot of good competition. New course for everybody, but I think it'll be a faster course than Nishna was, but one that a lot of spectators can see runners a number of times.
Well, 24 teams, both boys and girls, are expected for today's meet. On the boys' side, Harlan, St. Albert, Riverside, and Tri-Center among the ranked teams that are entered. The girls' race features ranked teams like Griswold, Harlan, and Dallas Center Grimes. Now, the start-finish area is east of Palm Street on the number 16 fairway. The school is asking spectators to park on the south side of 22nd Street and the north side of 29th Street, as well as on the east side of Chestnut Street and not in the country club parking lot. The meet will begin with the middle school at 4 o'clock. The high school races begin with the JV boys at 4:30, followed by the varsity girls, the varsity boys, and then the JV girls. And the awards should be presented at about 6:30 this evening. If you can't make it out there to the meet, you can also watch it. It's on our website. We'll be providing live video coverage of that meet this afternoon at KJAN.com. Just surf on over to our TV page, and we'll have that up and running just slightly before 4 o'clock when that first race gets underway today. Well, it'll be the St. Louis Cardinals hosting the Los Angeles Dodgers in the first two games of the National League Championship Series. The Cardinals have advanced to the NLCS for the third straight year by taking Game 5 of the Division Series, using a pair of two-run homers and outstanding pitching to defeat the visiting Pittsburgh Pirates 6-1. The Redbirds went ahead to stay on a two-run homer by David Freese in the second inning, his seventh career postseason round tripper. Matt Adams added a two-run blast late in the game to cap the scoring. John Jay padded the Cards' lead with an RBI single to make it 3-0 in the sixth, which appeared to be more than enough scoring the way Adam Wainwright was pitching. Wainwright had a two-hit shutout with two outs in the top of the seventh until the Pirates strung together three straight singles to break the ice. Pedro Alvarez got the Bucks on board with an RBI single that ended Wainwright's shutout bid. Wainwright went the distance on an eight-hitter while striking out five to get his 21st victory of the year and his second of the series. Wainwright is 4-0 with a 2.03 ERA lifetime in the postseason. Adams gave the Cardinals more breathing room with his first career postseason homer to make it 5-1 in the eighth. Pete Cosma's infield single drove in another run later in the inning. Pirates rookie starter Garrett Cole was the hard luck loser, allowing two runs and just three hits over five innings. St. Louis is now 8-1 in elimination games over the past three postseasons. Pittsburgh was trying to reach the NLCS for the first time since 1979. The National League Championship Series will begin Friday at Busch Stadium. As far as play in the American League Divisional Playoffs is concerned, there's just one game to go. The Tigers even things up in their best-of-five series with the Athletics on Tuesday with an 8-6 win. The fifth and final game of that series will be played tonight in Oakland with Justin Verlander pitching for the Tigers against Bartolo Colon for the Athletics. The winner will advance to the American League Championship Series, facing off against the Red Sox, who eliminated the Rays on Tuesday night. Well, the New York Yankees won't need to seek a new skipper for next season. Manager Joe Girardi has signed a four-year extension that keeps him under contract with the New York Yankees through 2017. He was in the final year of his deal, leading to speculation that the Illinois native might leave the Yankees and possibly take over the Chicago Cubs. The new contract could be worth up to $20 million. The Yankees have gone a Major League best 564 and 408 with four postseason appearances in 6 years under Girardi, but they come off their worst season since 1992, and they missed the playoffs for only the second time in 19 years. Andy Pafko, a four-time All-Star who played on the last Chicago Cubs team to reach the World Series in 1945, has died at the age of 92. Pafko also played for the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Milwaukee Braves and played in four World Series during 17 years in the major leagues. He was the Brooklyn left fielder in the 1951 National League playoff game when Bobby Thompson's pennant-winning homer, the so-called shot heard round the world, flew over his head. In NFL news, Packers coach Mike McCarthy says Pro Bowl linebacker Clay Matthews will miss at least a couple of weeks with a thumb injury. Matthews was hurt last weekend against the Lions. He's also been bothered by a sore hamstring. A hamstring injury sidelined Matthews for 4 games last season. New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski appears closer to making his 2013 debut, although a person with knowledge of Gronkowski's condition says the doctors haven't cleared him to play yet and they won't know for a few days. He has missed all 5 games while recovering from off-season surgeries on his broken left forearm and back, but he might play Sunday against the New Orleans Saints. The New York Jets have placed outside linebacker Antoine Barnes on season-ending injured reserve with a knee injury. Barnes was hurt in the fourth quarter of New York's 30-28 victory over the Falcons on Monday night. The Minnesota Vikings have signed defensive end Brian Robeson to a 4-year contract extension that includes $12 million in guaranteed money. Robeson was a 4th-round draft pick of the Vikings in 2007. San Francisco 49ers linebacker Aldon Smith has been charged with 3 felony counts of illegal possession of an assault weapon stemming from a party at his home in June of 2012. The 24-year-old is on an indefinite leave from the team while undergoing treatment for substance abuse following a DUI arrest on September 20th. Washington Redskins owner Dan Snyder says the team cannot ignore its history when it comes to the name of the club. In a letter to season ticket holders, Snyder said he hopes those offended by the team's nickname will try to respect what the name means to the team, its fans, and some Native Americans. He cited polls and anecdotal evidence to indicate support for the name from American Indians. The Los Angeles City Council has reaffirmed its support for efforts to bring an NFL team to the nation's second largest city. Members voted 14-0 on Wednesday for a resolution saying that it's in the interests of both the city and the league to bring a team to Los Angeles. A year ago, the council approved a plan by the sports and entertainment company AEG to build a $1.5 billion downtown stadium, but construction can't begin until a team is secured. And just 3 games in the National Hockey League last night, it was St. Louis over Chicago 3-2, Calgary beat Montreal 3-2, and Los Angeles in overtime, a 4-3 winner over Ottawa. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.